But the house was as warm as summer. They had never felt such comforting heat in the winter time before. The fireplace was there, but it was indeed different. In it was an iron stove that kept the heat from going up in the chimney and spread it out until the whole room was warm. "That is my surprise," Mr. Franklin explained, as he saw the wonder and delight in the faces of the others. "It will keep the coals alive all night and not eat up as much fuel as your fireplace did. This is my gift to my dear friends, the Arnolds." "Oh, how wonderful! How can we thank you for it? Now I shall be able to work," the children's mother said. Beth and William put out their hands to catch the friendly warmth of the fire in this, the first stove in the city of Philadelphia. It warmed them through and through. Then William examined it carefully so that he would be able to tend it. Beth bustled about the room, filling the shining brass tea kettle and putting a spoonful of tea in the pot to make a cup for their mother and Mr. Franklin. At last, she turned to him, her blue eyes looking deep in his. "You are so good to us," Beth said. "Why did you work so hard to make this iron stove for us?" The kindest friend that old Philadelphia ever had stopped a second to think. At last he spoke in a gentle voice. "Because of your warm hearts, little friend," he said. "And so may we feel the kindly warmth of Benjamin Franklin's heart in our stoves, which are so much better, but which all began with the one he made for his neighbors in the Quaker City long ago."